How many kilometres of the 145 have you got to go this afternoon?
Probably about 30 left today. We've done
just
a bit
the 30 k's.
just the 30 k's.
And how many packets of Band-Aids have you gone through?
None. Our feet were a bit tender after the first day, but now they're pretty tough after 2.5 days on the track.
And any unusual encounters along the way? Any snakes, bunyips down in the river, perhaps, or?
Well, look, if I would cheer you up, I could tell you about a bunyip, but you know I can't tell a lie. Yeah, a couple of brown snakes, and an interesting little tale this morning. We were trotting along, and I must say Tams have done a great job in fencing off the area that we've come across this morning around One Tree Hill, and I can also understand the leaseholders wanting that. But there were a couple of shots... Well, you could call it fired across our bows, but of course the local farmer was well away and no doubt knocking off a couple of rabbits.
Sure, he wasn't celebrating your walk down there, because of course you'll be coming today the first person, I imagine, to complete the whole 145-kilometre walk. You'll be the first person to do that. It's quite a prestigious honour.
Oh, maybe walking, but I understand Jim Trail from the ABC wanted to ride it on Friday.
Yeah, I know he rode some of it, but... riding that's a bit of a soft option, isn't it? You've been walking, it's the Centenary Trail. You've done the hard yakka.
Doing the hard yards.
Well, talking of doing the hard yards, I'm going to go have a few pina coladas, sit in the pool for the afternoon, and I might catch up with you for your last 20 minutes or so as you come down to Anzac Parade towards Foundation Stone under moonlight tonight. I think that's an appropriate way for me to complete the Centenary Trail, don't you think?
Absolutely wonderful, Tim. We'll see if we can fix a yowie up for you.
Thanks, John. It's just gone 7:30 at night, and while I've been snoozing the afternoon away, John and his merry band of walkers, I think there's four or five accompanying him on this last leg of the Centenary Trail, have quickened up pace, and instead of me being able to meet them on Anzac Parade, I've hightailed it to the Foundation Stone, which is the end point of their walk. The Foundation Stone, of course, located on Federation Mall, on that big stretch of grass between Old and New Parliament House. And I've just got word that they're just rounding the back of Old Parliament House, and they're headed up this way as we speak. I can just see them coming around now. There's one, two, three, four, yep, there's five, six of them all together, and they're walking slowly up the grass here. Well, John, you've got... about 150 metres to go of 145 kilometres. How are you feeling? I think I'm puffy more than you.
Yeah, it's been real good. It is, I suppose, quite an achievement. Well, I suppose it's significant to us, or we wouldn't have done it.
And who's here with you today for this last leg? You've got four accomplices here who, I must say, are looking a bit weary.
It looks like Rob and Ian are about to beat me in, and not too far behind.
Someone's come running from nowhere.
and Jen. So these are the five, actually, that have done the whole lot.
I think you've got to come up and touch the stone, don't you? Come up and touch the stone.
This is not the blind stone.
There we go. Well done, everyone. Thank you. John, bushwalker extraordinaire. I guess you're the Forrest Gump of Canberra, at least the walking side of things.
I think it's time I went home now.